Hi, I'm Josh Givens.
And I'm Stan Givens.
And today, on this episode of Rescuing Churches, we're going to be talking about every pastor's favorite subject, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Social media.
Favorite subject.
Every pastor's favorite
subject.
Right, right. I mean, I know that you just...
I lie awake at night thinking about...
Dreaming about social media.
Social media for the church.
Right. And what you can do to make social media a better tool for the
church. It's almost out of sight and out of mind, truth. As a pastor, as an old pastor, you hardly ever think about it. Thank God I have you to think about it for me and to write these great blogs that you've written to help our church friends learn how to do this.
Hello, and welcome to Rescuing Churches with Stan and Josh Givens. This is the official podcast of 614 Ministries, where we exist to renew vision and restore hope at struggling churches across the country. With over 80% of churches in decline and 1,500 pastors a month battling depression, we strive to equip members and encourage ministers to pursue new directions of stability and growth.
So you've written this great blog called Church Social Media Managers. You're more valuable than and needed than ever before, than ever before. And I would like to say at the top end of this, you could have never convinced me of this 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, but I'm 1,000% on your page today. We've come up with all these new terms. We learned all the new wording that we've got this year in the crazy 2020 year. We have this thing called essential workers now. We never thought about essential workers before, but now
people
get lumped into those categories. We learned this terminology, social distancing.
Yep.
Right. Us introverts didn't call it that. It was just just fear.
Right.
Now it's called social distancing.
Now it's just social distancing.
Social distancing. But essential workers, your nurses, your doctors, your healthcare workers, your firemen, your mechanics are essential workers. They kept their businesses open.
Right.
You had all these great people. You know, the guy that rides the ice cream truck, I thought he was essential, but apparently not. That bothered me a lot. So, but you're saying in the essentials, you would find the people that work with social media for your local church, your small church, or large church, the social media people are very essential. Why don't you kind of help us understand, does their work make that much of a difference?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I'm not going to place this in the same category, and I make this real clear in the blog
the article,
post. So,
not a nurse.
I'm just putting a disclaimer out there based on the way that you opened that up there. I am not placing us in the same category as our doctors, our nurses, our EMTs, policemen and firemen, even our, you know, elementary teachers, because I know that mom's probably going to be listening to this episode. So I'm not even going to rank us up there at the tier of an elementary teacher. And especially if you're working in this field and you're bivocational or trivocational, then you're like Superman. So,
right.
You know, that kind of stuff is just crazy. But
exactly. What
I will say is if you're working full time in the social media world, for a church and your own staff, it's something that churches these days really, and we talked about this in previous podcast episodes, have to have a digital presence. They have to have a website and they have to have a social media presence because nowadays it's the front door of their church. And it takes somebody or multiple people to run all that. So you are essential at some point.
And for the short panic season that we had where we weren't allowed to meet in buildings.
Right.
In our building, we actually had to have some sort of presence
online,
even if it was just audio, but audio and video was best.
Yep.
And as I have said several times, our silent partner sits here working the knobs over here on his spaceship so that we can do this podcast. He and at our local church here in Mobile, he runs our social media video. And it occurred to me during COVID one Sunday morning when I got here setting up and waiting on him. if he doesn't show up, we can't have church today.
Right.
It's like nobody's, it's going to be me and him and a couple of elders, and they don't know how to film.
Yeah, exactly.
So you talk about somebody that's very essential to churches going forward.
Exactly.
For a time period,
but no pressure.
Of that crew was very essential.
Exactly.
So I totally agree. They're very essential. And you've emphasized this on several other blogs, so you don't have to belabor it, but social media managers are responsible for your first impression and your digital ambiance. Why don't you talk about that a little bit? There's some pretty impressive stats in there.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you really think about it. There's somewhere in the range at any given time about 1.73 billion people checking Facebook regularly, and those are everyday users. And they're considered daily active users, which is just a mind-blowing
crazy number
statistic.
Right there.
Yeah, that's coming from Zephoria Digital Marketing. So the odds of a seeker, what the term, you know, we would use the term seeker, you know, a person who's actively looking for a church, the odds of a seeker coming across your Facebook page, your Instagram page, even your Twitter account are relatively high, particularly at a time when a lot of folks are itching to get plugged back into a local church, right? So COVID, you know, wiped out church attendance for a while for many churches across the nation. There were some churches that didn't see as much of a drop, but there were a lot of churches that did see a drop in attendance. You know, so you have to think about the fact that people are going to be landing on your page in very high numbers, and the managers of those pages, they're the ones that know. They bear the burden for how the page looks. It's just like, you know, in the physical building, you know, if you're the nursery worker, if you're the greeter at the door,
right.
You bear the weight of the first impression that person has when they walk through the door.
Right.
And is that going to be a good impression? Are they going to want to come back based on that? So if I land on your website or especially your social media platform, what's my takeaway? What's my first impression? Do I feel like this is a poorly run page and they're just kind of throwing it together willy-nilly, like they don't care, like they don't have a clue what they're doing? And right. And that could be the case. And if you don't have a clue what you're doing, you can reach out to an organization like us, and we can help you get on the right boat. So.
No charge for that reach out, by the way. Just contact us and let us know.
No charge.
We want your website to look good because we want your church to get traffic, web traffic, digital traffic that can lead to in-house traffic.
In-house traffic, exactly. And
it's the front door.
It is.
It really is.
And one thing that is really important to note about your digital content, especially like your social media, is that it needs to reflect the real, actual ambiance of your church.
Right.
Okay. So, and this is something that I see, you know, some churches struggle with is if you're a small church, which there's nothing wrong with, and you're going to use like stock photography, which there's still nothing wrong with.
Yeah, don't take a picture of 1,000 people worshiping and call that your picture.
Your picture. Just make sure that you're using stock photography that reflects the general ambiance and atmosphere of your actual church. Okay. So you don't want people thinking when they show up that they're going to be attending a midsize or mega church when you're really actually a
mega
small
church with 6 screens and 4, you know, a huge band on stage and all that, when it's really just a guy and a guitar and a TV on the wall.
And there's there's nothing wrong with that, or vice versa.
No, we're there.
Yeah. And so, you know, just make sure that the correlation is accurate. Another great way that you can do that, and this is something that I've done with our platforms on a few occasions, is take actual photography, and you don't have to be a professional photographer these days to do this. If you have one, that's great.
A good smartphone.
A really great smartphone with great photo effects, and then some good photo editing software on your laptop can help you with this, is take some actual pictures of the actual people in your sanctuary and put up some testimony photos or something like that on your Facebook page. That gives people a little peek into your sanctuary and what your actual building and your actual stuff looks like, so they know what they're coming into when they arrive.
And then you put in here that social media managers are the digital gatekeepers of the church. It almost sounds like something from Lord of the Rings. So you want to help me understand what you're saying by that. I know that you prefer social media managers to interact with the people on their media, not just to throw stuff out there, but to get a back and forth going. That's what you mean by interact.
Yeah.
So tell us some ideas on that. Kind of work through that with us. Because I think you're pretty good at it. What you do for our church is very helpful.
Yeah. And this isn't so much about interaction. It can be a little bit, but if you're the digital social media managers being the digital gatekeepers of the church, let me just explain what I mean by that a little bit. This is a role that you should take very seriously if you're running any social media platform for your church. And it's kind of like, because social media, unlike other digital media management, you do have to interact with your audience regularly. It's a very visible platform. People are going to see that.
Right.
And good church social media managers know that beyond the marketing aspect that they're doing, they also have to protect the church's digital territory. And I kind of parallel this to something that you've said before about shepherds and pastors, which is that they guard for the souls of their sheep. And social media managers guard for the presence of the church and the reputation of the church online.
Right.
So if you have, say, somebody that hops onto your Facebook page or your Instagram page and fires off a really negative comment or something that's
disgruntled former member or whatever,
or something that's, you know, laced with profanity, or you have an atheist get on there and just blast the church and God and all that. And that stuff does happen.
Sure.
We see those things. I see those things happen. This isn't just, you know, we're not just making this up here. It happens all the time.
Right.
And I have a buddy in my church comms group. Little shout out here to Seth Muse. You know, those people are called trolls, and Seth is the master of dealing with trolls. And I highly recommend you check out his blog post, Types of Trolls and Spells That Kill Them. He's the master of this stuff.
Types of Trolls and spells that kill them. And if I remember, you have a troll t-shirt from Seth's website.
I do. Yes. I do have a troll t-shirt. Yes. So, and I will proudly wear that t-shirt.
Yes, he does.
And really, if you're dealing with these kind of people on your platforms, one of the best things that you can do is either delete or hide the comment and then private message that person, DM that person, send a direct message, and deal with them there. So that it's away from the public visibility on the page.
Exactly.
That way, there's not all this confrontation happening between you as a page manager and this disgruntled person or this person that hates God or whatever the case may be on the page. You don't want that happening out there.
Yeah, you remember a few nights ago, me sitting up on the computer in our living room at our home, and me losing my blood pressure for a little bit over reading a couple of social media posts that were on a ministry website of all places.
Right.
Where pastors were taking off at each other. And it was a very divisive, you know, comment, very divisive page.
Divisive.
Yeah. You always correct me on that. And you're good to do that.
Divisive.
Yeah. Divisive. But it was a mess to work through. And it was all about a church that had played some secular music as an introduction deal.
Oh, Lord.
And then you had the opinions that that should never happen in a church service. It can't be part of your worship. Other opinions that it can be part of your worship if you do it right. Other people attacking those who had the opinions. And then there's just streams of ministry people attacking each other in social media. And all through it, you got these one or two people saying, hey, we really should take this off the page
and
do it privately.
Exactly.
So you're suggesting the gatekeepers do that privately.
Yes.
Let's take it off page.
Yeah. You literally are one of the gatekeepers of the digital world of the church. And you are responsible for and guard the reputation of the church in the online sphere.
Yeah. And I'll just mention too, sometimes it's not as extreme as we're talking about.
Sure.
Sometimes it's just an elderly person that misread something you wrote or misread something and makes a comment that's completely irrelevant or actually embarrasses them. If somebody gets to read that out loud, they're going to be embarrassed for that person.
Yes.
And you're protecting a member of your church by saying, hey, I'm going to take that down and get in touch with you privately and say, that's not what that's about.
Exactly.
You misunderstand.
And I mean, sometimes you even have, speaking of elderly people, you know, there's been times where somebody may accidentally leave a comment on the church page or reply to a comment on the church page when they actually meant to reply to a person.
Individual.
An individual on a, like a profile somewhere else on Facebook, and they thought they were, but they actually left the comment on the church page and it went public. Oops. And it's like, you know, we have no idea what's going on with so-and-so's family or why you're making lunch plans with so-and-so. And they don't either now because that comment is here and not there. So that way you can just delete that, reply to them and say, hey, they're never going to get that unless I tell you that you put it in the wrong place.
Right, so. It's good. That's good. So, and then lastly, you just mentioned that culture is shaped and influenced by social media. And we see that in a lot of ways. The truth is we want the values of Christ and the scriptural values that we find in the Bible to be part of that shaping. So if you're developing good social media for your church platform, it's going to be tied to the values of scripture, tied to the values of Christ. And you're going to be weaving that into your social media. So you're weaving it into the culture. And you mentioned here, you know, news stories and humor and all kinds of stuff can fit into that, but it has influential power.
It really does. It really does. And I think 2020 by far has been a huge year for things to go viral. And it's just, you know, it's inspired some of the greatest internet memes and political memes and news memes that we've ever seen.
Right.
So whether it's a news story or politics or tech humor or anything like that, people have been paying attention to social media stuff like never before. And the same power of influence, that same power of influence rests within church social media managers, because this is what we do and we have an audience. And that's a power that, you know, you don't want to take lightly. I mean, you have a very, very high level of influential power with an audience online, especially if you're, I mean, we're a small local church and we've got, I think at last check, it was 700 some odd followers at a small little church where we have about how many show up on an average Sunday morning?
Yeah, 45, 50, 55.
You know, so, you know, we have a huge audience, a huge footprint compared to our in-person attendance.
Right.
And we have to be very responsible in how we handle that, that influence. So I think just like what you're saying is it's very important for us to realize that that influence is all about the gospel and it's all about Jesus and it's not about us. And if everything that we do on our social media platforms will point people back to Jesus, then we're doing it the right way.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can have fun with it. You can be lighthearted. You actually mentioned in the early part of the blog, you actually mentioned that, you know, they need to be upbeat and joyful posts. They need to be encouraging.
Yep, absolutely.
When people read this stuff from your church, actually, it needs to encourage the community that God's doing a great work and there's some exciting things. It doesn't have to be, you know,
doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom.
Especially right now with the way this
everything
year
else is doom and gloom. Yeah.
The political turmoil and the pandemic and all of that. People have got enough doom and gloom.
Right.
Every night when they flip on the evening news, that's the last thing they need to see on your church social media page.
Exactly.
When they when they hop on your church social media page, it should be positive, joyful, upbeat, uplifting stuff.
Right. And so we both agree that the social media managers, if you're very new at it and part-time, just keep learning, get the learning curve going. Reach out to us if you want some help with that. If you want some good ideas, we'll give you some online coaching or some phone coaching if you need it. But we agree that both of us agree, old pastor and young media guy, we both agree that they're very essential and you are very important to the church. Don't forget that. What you do is really valuable.
And, absolutely.
And we want to see that successful in the local church.
Absolutely.
Right. So thanks for taking time to listen with us today.
We hope you found all this content and dialogue helpful and inspiring as always. Make sure that you follow us on our social media platforms. Speaking of social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 614 Rebuild. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail if you'd like at 601-909-0614.